The future of postal services in the digital age. John Lee was ticking things off his to-do list. Daughter's birthday party invitations, sent. Electricity bill, paid. Board meeting papers and notice, done and sent. He did them all on his laptop from his sitting room. Advancement in technology has changed how we work and interact socially. We communicate by email and instant messaging, share news on social media, and keep up with friends on FaceTime. We work just as efficiently remotely as in the office. Our news reaches friends on the other side of the world in a matter of seconds. The word post doesn't necessarily create an image of an envelope and stamp today, as in 1841, when the postal service in Hong Kong was established. Hong Kong Post, HKP, has tried to move with the times. In the last 10 years, it has launched new services, including international express delivery, direct mail, bill paying, and renting out surplus space in branch offices for bank ATMs. Businesses have a whole selection of dedicated services, including all the e-commerce options. HKP also tries to keep costs under control by encouraging competitive tenders from air convoyance providers and negotiating with other postal administrations actively to reduce terminal dues. Branch offices with fewer customers are either closed or have their opening hours reduced. HKP also tries to improve productivity through automation, streamlining work procedures, and improving staff deployment. Despite all the efforts, it would seem that HKP is not doing enough. Operating losses have been recorded since 2011, totaling 167 million Hong Kong dollars over the last three consecutive fiscal years. It is not expected to meet the performance target set for 2014 to 2015 either. Main operating costs have been growing faster than any increase in income. Despite efforts in diversification, in 2013 to 2014, 97% of revenue still came from traditional mail services. Some of its cost-cutting measures, closing branch offices and reducing opening hours in particular, have not been met with enthusiasm from the general public. Peter Chan was a customer of the Lok Wah post office for many years. He now has to use the Lok Wah North Estate mobile post office, opens on Monday, Wednesday and Friday mornings, or travel to Au Tau Kok. To be honest, I don't use the post office every day, but it's still a nuisance to have to plan my week just to send a letter. What if I have to send something urgently? Chan added. I went to the mobile post office last week to send a parcel and ended up having to go to Au Tau Kok because my parcel was 1.5 kilograms over the weight limit. When asked about the Chuk Yun post office's reduced opening hours, Chan said, they could save more money by just opening at lunchtime and in the evening and stay open for longer on Saturdays. Realistically, who can get off work by 4:30 p.m. to use the post office? I understand the need to control costs, but there has to be something more the government can do. The Hong Kong government has announced plans to review HKP's business operations early this year. Understandably, HKP's employees are generally pessimistic. Closer government scrutiny has put everyone on tenterhooks. Cost-cutting, restructuring, and increased productivity usually mean cutting staff, and more work for those who are left. Reduced working hours may also mean reduced pay. Where can HKP go from here? Some frustrated observers in the government have called for HKP to model themselves on Singapore Post, SingPost, which has transformed itself successfully in the last 10 years from a domestic postal operator to a regional logistics e-commerce powerhouse. SingPost's corporate restructuring started in 2003 with new e-commerce and financial services and plans to develop the mail business. Subsequent reviews confirmed that significant alternative revenue would be required to subsidize a shrinking mail business. SingPost saw an opportunity in logistics services and hybrid mail, a service that combined electronic and physical delivery. In 2009, SingPost acquired Quantium Solutions, a logistics company, to expand its footprint in the Asia-Pacific region. SingPost also began to provide an online shopping and shipping service. Further investment in logistics-related companies saw SingPost successfully diversifying its revenue. In 2014 to 2015, mail services accounted for 51% of its revenue, compared to 77% in 2007 to 2008. Revenue from overseas business increased from 0.3% to 11% for the same period. SingPost is regarded as one of the best-run postal companies in the world. It was awarded the World Mail Award for e-commerce in 2014 and for retail consumer access in 2015. With such a success story on its doorstep, why doesn't HKP just follow? It is probably easier said than done. HKP is a government department operating as a trading fund. As such, it lacks the freedom and flexibility SingPost has as a corporate listed company. For instance, HKP needs government approval to increase postage rates. Its 5,000 to 7,000 staff members are civil servants who receive mandated annual civil service pay increments, irrespective of HKP's financial position. Perhaps the Hong Kong government can learn from SingPost's management, who have recognized the changing market environment and formulated appropriate and decisive business strategies. The government's review should extend beyond HKP's operations to include organizational structure and leadership. Rather than focusing rigidly on controlling costs, perhaps HKP should boldly explore alternative sources of income.